السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of the most merciful, the most compassionate. Tonight we're on Juz' 26 of the Noble Quran. It's a Juz' that has consistent with the rest of the Quran, but consistent with these reminders. These reminders of the many people who came before us, who doubted their prophets, and who named their prophets and made their prophets, they made their lives incredibly difficult. And the Quran reminds us that belief is a firm foundation for people who want to hold on to faith, but also who want to improve themselves. And that as we look at the world around us and how difficult it might look, even if we look to the people of Ad, who are explicitly mentioned in this juz' and in the past, like they were at the top of their world. They were proud, they were strong, they were arrogant, and they thought that they had it all. But even they have a day of accountability. And they were replaced, just like the many people who were replaced after them. And that all of us need to continue to remember that we have not only faith in our hearts, but that it grounds us. And that the message of God flows from different prophets, and that the Quran continues. Forgive me, sister. Thank you. But that the Quran continues this flow and this message of the many prophets who have come before. That it is consistent from the time of Moses and the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And that we must remember that mercy to the people who came before us, but especially to us in the here and in the now. And God reminds us that God created everything with a sense of purpose. That it didn't just happen, but that there's a purpose to the heavens, there's a purpose to the earth, and that there's a purpose to everything in between if only we would think. That there's even things inside of our own selves, inside of our bodies, that we could see the miracles and the beauty that God has laid out in front of us. Now, one of the things that I especially was struck by in this juz' as I was reading it over and over again is that there are a number of ways that we can behave as people who believe. That there are ways that we can both, that we should especially be aware of the things that we should not do and the things that we should absolutely bring into our greater awareness and mindfulness as we are contemplating and trying to be more mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so one of those things is actually pride. So the pride of Ad, the pride of the many other peoples who doubted the messages of God, that's something God is very focused on and makes sure that the message is very clear. That our pride as people is something that could lead not only to our downfall, but that it actually hurts our faith. Another thing that the Quran really focuses on is the importance of gratitude. And the gratitude, whether it's towards our parents or our community, but that gratitude is a really critical piece of faith for people who believe. And that when we squander the good things that God has given us out of our own arrogance, when we follow our arrogance and these winds of arrogance, that eventually helps to rot our own faith. And so if we really want to take it back and own our faith again, as we have been day after day during this month of Ramadan, we should especially be mindful of our own arrogance. And the other thing that really hits me right in the face is this: the softening of the hearts, or the hardening of the hearts. And that when we make ourselves more open and we allow ourselves to see and hear the people around us, when we soften our hearts, we actually get closer to God subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things that especially strikes me is a verse that says, "Believers, do not lose heart and cry out for peace. It is you who have the upper hand. God is with you." So even when we feel like we want to give up, like we don't know what to do, like we don't know where to turn or where to go, we're reminded that we must keep our hearts together, keeping hearts and still crying out for peace, still pursuing it, even when we feel like all the odds are against us, because even when we feel that way, God is right next to us. And that God has made tranquility enter into the believers. The most forgiving, the most merciful has power over all things, and he sends guidance to all of us. So some of the things that the God also mentions in terms of how we might behave and how we might actually stress our mindfulness is this emphasis of understanding and forgiveness towards each other, treating each other with respect and with kindness, being aware that the day of accountability is imminent, that it will happen, and that all of us will eventually go in that direction, but that we should always be open to God's favor and submitting to God's will. And so as we start to contemplate those things, we're reminded of that many times, that even when we don't feel like we know, God knows, and that there is something powerful about surrendering yourself to the wisdom of the Almighty. And so I'm going to ask you to just join me in a short dua. O merciful God, O compassionate God, help open our hearts. Help us soften our hearts. Help us be willing to look at our own arrogance and work through it. Help us be willing to look at our own pride and let go of it. Help us find the mercy that resides within our chests. Help us show that mercy to our loved ones and to the people around us in our community and beyond it. Help us not speak of others with ill will or promote things that are not good. Help us see what is wise and what is kind and what is just, and let us pursue it. And most of all, God, help us continue the tranquility that we have been nurturing this Ramadan, letting go of what gives us grudges and being as compassionate and giving as possible, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum.